today, and he is the director of the YNOP radio station that we can give here in town. And so at this time, Roger, come up and share with us what God has laid on your heart, and we look forward to it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you this morning, and it's about 5 years ago, I think, was the last time that we got the chance to be here, so we're very glad to be here to give you an update on what's happening with Network of Praise and the partnership with Community Bible Church, because this church has been a part of the ministry of your Network of Praise since pretty much the beginning, and we really appreciate that. I said in the Sunday school class, and I'll repeat it again, Network of Praise is not a network in terms of being a big organization like NBC or something. It's a network of God's people. Started with the three men around a table saying, we need a Christian radio station in northern Montana, and it has gone from there to being a ministry that's reaching a lot of territory. And Cut Bank Community Bible Church has been a part of that from the very beginning. And we've got a PowerPoint presentation of some things. So I want you to get the chance to see some pictures of some of the people whose lives you're impacting and some of the people who are working on your behalf, on our staff in the U.S. and in Africa. Matt, can you bring up the video first? I wanted to give a greeting to you from one of our newest staff members. This gentleman is Joseph Kebby, and he would love to meet your pastor because Ted told me before the service that he had spent time in Nigeria. Joseph is a Nigerian national. He had to leave the country when he was 13, 14 years old because of the Civil War. Yet he loves the country very much, and one of the things that has excited him so much and why he wanted to give this greeting to you was that the work that YNOP is doing with our African part of the ministry, and which is being done in partnership with Cut Bank Community Bible Church, is in Nigeria. We have several affiliates. In fact, last week we signed up three more radio stations that are part of our organization now. And so Joseph, when he heard I was going to be talking to you and he heard of the support the church has given, he asked if he could give a greeting to you. So this is Joseph Kebby, our Director of Operations in Africa. By the way, I was a bit disappointed. Joseph lives in Colorado Springs now and works for us there, but he's wearing a solid blue shirt, but he has the coolest shirts, African shirts that he's brought over. And so when I saw the video, I thought, why didn't you wear one of the cool ones? But he's just wearing a solid blue one today. But when he comes up to work with our staff in Montana, he always is wearing the cool clothes. Do you have the audio, Matt?
We're working on it.
Okay. I will tell you a little more about him. Joseph is a very interesting guy. He, as I said, when he was about 13 or 14 years old, civil war was underway in Nigeria, or in Liberia, rather. And he had to flee. He listened to a radio station called ELWA, E-L-W-A, which announced the troop movements on a daily basis. And that was how he would know where he needed to get out of. Finally, he had to leave the country, and the rest of his childhood was spent in four different nations in West Africa because he couldn't go back to Liberia. And one of the things that has been really exciting for him is that YNOP and ELWA Radio are now working together. We broadcast on ELWA's facilities 2 hours each afternoon, and he's thrilled that we can be part of that.
If we could do this at the end, okay. I'll see if I can get the audio work.
Okay, that sounds good. If you want to go ahead and go to the slides, that would be good. And let me just have a word of prayer before we start that. Father, thank you that we can be in your house this morning. Thank you for the partnership between this church and YNOP that's gone back so many decades. So many lives have been touched as we work together in your field. Thank you that we have that chance. Father, I pray that this morning, as we all come from different places and gathered here today, if there's something in one of the pictures or in one of the scriptures we're going to share or in any part of this time that we have together that someone needs to hear, just help that to happen. Just want this time to be an encouragement as as we face so many challenges in this day and age that we live in today. We thank you that you are on your throne in heaven, as Psalm 47 says, doing exactly as you please this very hour, and that you're ruling and reigning over this world. Help us to seek you, to know you, and to be ambassadors on your behalf during our time here. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Ministry of Network and Praise is really three different ministries. There's the radio ministry here in Montana in the U.S. that is now broadcasting in about six states and about 70 locations, starting in Havre, still based in Havre to this very day. And the goal of YNOP is to do the three things that Jesus did when he was here. He taught, he evangelized, and he met human need. And so as the ministry has progressed over the years, that was kind of our focus. What would he have us do to meet those three things? So the radio network, first of all, was the first part, and that's the teaching part. The work in Africa, New Life Africa Satellite Networks, is the evangelism part. And YNOP International Ministries is the meeting human needs part. Thanks to YNOP listeners providing, we've gone on the air for the last 14 years and shared needs around the world, and YNOP listeners have provided about $1.5 million in human aid funding to make sure that people had medical care and food and opportunities for education and things like that. So it's been the goal that we could work with our listeners to do those three things: teach, evangelize, and meet human need. The picture that Matt's going to bring up right now is my favorite picture from the history. That was taken in September of 1982, when this was all just a dream. The station had been prayed for. The men in this picture and several others, men and women who are not in that picture, had felt a call from God to start the ministry. And on this date, September 1982, six of them went up to the top of what we've nicknamed Mount Zion. It's up in the Bear Paw Mountains. And they turned the first shovel of dirt. And that was the beginning of the construction of KXCI, which went on the air then about 10 months after that picture was taken, on July 28th, 1983. And so I always love that picture. We'll look at the next slide. And this is some of our current staff. Some of these people are Kalispell based. Some of them are based in Havre. And I live in Helena, actually. I'm the sole staff member there. And then Joseph's in Colorado Springs. And that's it. But here's some of the on-air people. Up in the upper left is Neil Stavem, who is on Sunday mornings. Earl, Carlene, Dave Brown. At the bottom, Lois Ramberg, who's been with us since the very beginning in 1983. And then in the lower picture, Dave, Carlene, Marcy, and about a third of Nick in that picture. Go ahead, look to the next one. As YNOP International Ministries began, in 2009, we just felt like God was saying, there are ministries all over the world that have needs that they just can't fund. And so we asked what we're supposed to do about it. And that led to once or twice a year, we go on the air and we share the needs of another ministry somewhere in the world that is doing good things in Jesus' name, but they just don't have the funds to keep going. Or they have something important to do that they can't afford to get started. And so we thought, well, we might be able to send a few $1,000s here and there. But we were surprised that every time we shared a need, there was an outpouring from God's people. And like I said a minute ago, about $1.5 million has been sent for human relief work from here, from Montana and the other areas YNOP broadcasts. And we have the flags of a few of the countries, Tanzania, Cuba, and India, China, several others that those funds have gone to. And we're very grateful that God's people have had the heart to do that. You can go ahead and click past to the next slide after that one. In 2011, we had a surprise happen, and that was we had sent some funds for medical work in Tanzania, and the gentleman who's pictured in the lower corner there, Eludi Isangia, came back to us and said, I've always had a dream of a radio station. And he was convinced that a radio station in Tanzania could really do a lot of good work, particularly evangelism, and so he asked us if we could work with him to build a station. On December 3rd, 2015, New Life Radio Tanzania began broadcasting, reaching about 1 million people in the northern part of Tanzania. And we were stunned that in this area where the gospel is just not taught accurately in many cases, and a lot of people have never heard the gospel, people living out in villages way out in the country who can't come, they couldn't come to a church even if they were curious, because there wouldn't be a church to come to in many cases. But they had the radio. They had the chance to listen to the radio and hear it. And the testimonies began pouring in. And within 4 months, we had to start a weekly Bible study. The attendance in this four-hour-long weekly Bible study and prayer time hit 500 by the end of 2016. And out of that, a church had to be formed. You click to the next slide. Then that led to further development of the radio station. In 2018, we purchased land and put up buildings and built a tower. This was something for a Montana-based ministry to be doing was a real stretch. To be working on the other side of the earth, buying land and getting things going. And then we worked with Eludi. Most people can hear the radio, as we were talking about in Sunday school, on cell phones, because in Africa, every cell phone also has an FM radio built into it. So people can listen to that, but there are still some who didn't have those out in the far outlying areas. So in 2020, we sent 1,700 solar-powered radios over to Eludi, and he and his team distributed those around that region of the country so that people in those areas would have a solar-powered radio, and it's fixed-tuned to that station, so they can't click it over and listen to someone else. They have to listen to New Life Radio. So it worked really well, and again, we were just amazed as we started hearing testimonies back from people who'd received those. Go ahead and click to the next one, Matt. As I mentioned, the Bible study, the upper two pictures are from the Bible study and prayer time. That still goes on 4 hours every Wednesday. People who need prayer, and a lot of them aren't even Christians, they come though because they're in such dire need. They need somebody to do something to care for them. And so they'll come and they'll say, I don't know if there's a God or not, but if he can do something to help me, I'm here. And so they line up to be prayed over by Eludi and his staff in that prayer meeting. And I mentioned in the Sunday school, the only building in that village that was large enough and that also had a PA system so that they could have the services there was the local bar. So know that some of the funds that you've sent to YNOP are going to rent the bar every Wednesday. But it's been amazing. And out of that then came the New Life Radio Network Church. About 150 people each Sunday come in for the services. As you can see in the pictures on the bottom of the screen, the church building is old, half-rotted out 2x4s with steel slapped up on them. Yeah, part of it is open air because they didn't have enough materials to even cover the whole thing. But people walk and ride bikes from miles and miles around so that they can be together and praise the Lord in music and hear the Word of God taught every Sunday morning. And it's a miracle to me to think of the commitment they have. Even in that very rusted, I guess we'd say, building, they are overjoyed that they can be together and that they can praise the Lord and hear his word taught. Go ahead, Matt. The second thing that happened is we realized how powerful the tool of radio could be was we joined forces with a ministry called Radio Uhai in Tabora. There's about 1.5 million people in that region of the country. Radio Uhai was founded by the staff you see in the upper left corner. Most of them are making between nothing and $50 a month when we first got involved with them. And if there was any funding, the bookkeeping approach at Radio Ohio was pay the electric bill, pay the internet service, and if there's anything left, divide it up among the staff. Otherwise, most of them worked for free because they just were committed to having the gospel on the air. When we heard about them, they were in danger of shutting down. And some people asked if there was any way we could help. So we sat down with the gentleman who's kind of in the center of the picture. His name is Deuce Kanunu. I always thought he sounds like a riverboat gambler with that name. Hey, this is Deuce Kanunu here. But he's a tremendous man of God. He loves the Lord and he cares so deeply about people. He has a doctorate. He's an educated man, which is rare over there. Yet he sacrificed all the potential. He could have taught at a university or something and made money, but he started this radio ministry instead. And he and his family are just barely getting by. The last straw for us as we were kind of vetting that ministry to see if we should try to find a way to support them was when we found out that some American missionaries that we knew were supporting them. And we said, if the missionaries are supporting them, we can trust them. And we went ahead and began. We sat down with Deuce and we worked on the budget. They could raise a small portion of it, about 23% locally, and YNOP then covers the rest each month so that the station's future is secure. And again, when I say YNOP covers it, that's all of us working together. And again, the funding from your church is making this possible. We were thrilled to be able to do that. We sent them also some solar radios in 2021 so that they would have the opportunity to extend the reach of their ministry. And as we progressed further, we began a deeper partnership with Radio Ujai, in that YNOP is using their studios for some of the other work we're doing in Africa now. And this has been a great blessing. The lower portion is Deuce and his wife, Izina, and their children. And if you want to pray for anybody, pray for that family. They really could use that. They made a very significant commitment to the Lord, and it's involved a lot of sacrifice. Then the last station that we began partnering with to operate is Vox Radio 97.5 in Liberia, on the far eastern edge of Monrovia. This was started by our Africa director, Joseph Kebby. And Vox Radio, if you look in the lower left-hand corner, you see a shipping container and a steel pole that's about 40 feet high. At the time we got involved, Vox Radio was broadcasting out of that shipping container. There's no electricity in that city, so they have a diesel generator, which we took a shot of it up above there. But they were working out of that shipping container, which was like, in the summertime, the heat, it was like working on the surface of the sun. And they toughed it out, though, and they did that. The pole next to the shipping container is the support for the one single antenna that the station had. And after we got involved with them, they were running about 4 hours a day at the time that they started. They didn't have enough programming, and they didn't have the funds to keep the diesel generator running 24 hours a day. So when YNOP got involved, we bought them an additional diesel generator so that they could alternate back and forth throughout the day, and then we committed to pay the portion of the budget that was needed, that we would be able to see the station staffed adequately, and that there would be funds to pay for all the diesel that was needed in order to keep the generators going 24 hours a day so the station could operate. And then through the satellite networks, I'll talk about in a minute, we provide them the programming they need to stay on the air. God, since that picture was taken a couple of years ago, has really moved. On the right, you see a concrete building that they've been working on. It is very basic, but it's got square footage, and it's safe because it's made of concrete, and so they'll be able to put bars over the windows for security and everything. But that is going to be, in the near future, where the station is broadcasting from. Not in that picture is a brand new tower that a ministry from Canada provided, and then YNOP paid for a full antenna system, four big antennas to go on that tower, which has a lot of gain in it that provides for the signal to go far out into the outlying areas compared to what it used to. So again, this is something that the provision that has come from YNOP listeners and this church has enabled to be happening. And again, Liberia is a part of the world where the human suffering is just off the charts. There's so many people in need. The country itself has been so torn up by civil war for so many years. The GDP of that country, to gauge the economic condition of that country, is today 10% of what it was in 1989. They've declined that much. And for them to have a 24-hour-a-day Christian radio station, you can imagine how that blesses them. And again, you've been part of making that happen. As we continued operating those three radio stations, we realized that there wasn't enough content. And a lot of the teaching that was available was coming from sources that were not good. There were people who were using religion to advance their own checkbooks and teaching doctrines that were promising the world if you just give a little money. And so solid Bible teaching was hard to find. Having enough Bible teaching, particularly for the stations in Tanzania, which are in Swahili language programming, there was never enough programming. Vox Radio runs in English, and even in English, there's not enough African-produced content that's relevant to their culture, but that's solidly biblical in its teachings. And so as we were praying about how can we get enough content to keep these stations running, we felt led to start a satellite radio network there, in which we would basically put a 24-hour day radio station on satellite, just exactly as YNOP is here. And we were able to obtain a satellite service that covers the whole continent, everything but the far north, which that's a whole different region that they all speak Arabic and other languages up there, so that is an area we couldn't do much with. But for Swahili and English and French-speaking Africa, we wanted to have something covered. So on May 1st, 2021, we launched the New Life Africa Satellite Network, which broadcasts 12 hours a day in Swahili and 12 hours a day in English. And we've been able to be very careful and deliberate about the content, so that the programming is all Bible-based, and the music, the announcers, who are all African people, are providing a good, solid radio station. Then that can be picked up with a little 18-inch dish and an inexpensive receiver, so when a station in one of the countries across Africa wants to pick up the programming, we provide them that equipment, and we have it installed at the station and tested, and then we have a way of verifying it here so we know it's all been done. And then they're able to have that programming piped into their station by satellite 24 hours a day at no cost at all. And so, again, the costs are being paid by YNOP listeners. So the New Life Africa Satellite Network impacted a huge number. Within the first few months, we had 60 radio stations carrying the network, just because there was such a need for content for radio stations to broadcast. And so it met a big need. Here's some of the New Life Africa staff. In the lower corner, on the left, is our morning man, Justice Owaka. He's in Nairobi, Kenya. The third picture on the bottom left is a gentleman named Johanna Dianiz. He's the Swahili language morning man. The larger picture there of the woman is Jacqueline Raphael Bugatiko. She is the Swahili language afternoon announcer. And in the upper right is Talia Untabasing Tawe, who is the English language afternoon person. She's based in South Africa. And then Joseph, the Africa director, is below. In the on the left, you'll see a little picture of a radio studio. That's where both the New Life Africa Satellite Network in Swahili and English broadcasts from that studio, and also from the computer on the right, that is the control computer for the second network, which we started last year, Vie Nouvelle Afrique, which broadcasts in French and Fulani. So here we are broadcasting on the other side of the world. That studio is actually in Helena. And that's where the broadcasting takes place. The announcers all beam, they FTP their announcing into the computer in Helena, and it mixes it with the music and the other programs and everything, and the automation puts it all together as a continuous program. And then it streams it to the Republic of Slovenia in Central Europe, where one of the world's largest teleport centers is, and that's where it's uplinked onto satellite from. So the announcers all send their content into the computer in Helena. The computer in Helena sends it to Europe. We had to do it because we had to have the programs that the announcers do pre-recorded, because power is so unreliable. If we tried to have it live, half the time they'd be off the air. So we have everything done in advance, and we do it a day or so in advance so that if power is out, then they can wait a few hours and try again. And from Montana, from the studio in Helena, of course, it's reliable. The power rarely goes off and everything, so we're able to stream that format. So if you're ever in Helena, call me, and I'd love to show you the studio. It's very funny to, you turn the speakers up on the right, and it's all in French and Fulani, and then you click that off and turn the up, and you hear somebody speaking in Swahili, sharing the gospel, and hear from that studio in Helena. The programming is now carried on about 100 stations in 18 countries, and in a couple weeks, the 19th country, the Ivory Coast, will begin broadcasting the French language channel. Go ahead and click to the next slide, Matt. One of my favorite stories from the very first week that New Life Africa went on the air involved the young man in the white shirt in the corner. His name is Brighton. Brighton just became a Christian about 2 weeks before New Life Africa Satellite Network began broadcasting. But like so many, he got the gospel from someone he met, a street preacher or someone of that nature, but then there was no way to follow up. He didn't have the chance to be taught anything, And Brighton was clicking through the channels one day, and he hears Radio Uhai, the station that we partnered to operate, and that was broadcasting New Life Africa Satellite Network. It happened that it was in the afternoon when Jacqueline Raphael Bugatico was on the air, the woman you just saw a minute ago. And so Brighton listened, and he heard the music, and he liked it. He thought it was interesting. It was music that had was talking about God in the songs. And he kept listening. And then Jacqueline took her Bible out, and she started reading. If you can imagine, this Brighton, I think, was 20 or 21 when this picture was taken. He had never seen or held in his hands a Bible. He had never heard any teaching about God except that little bit of the salvation message that he got when he came to Christ. And that was all he had ever heard. But because he had that chance to listen to that radio station, when Jacqueline read the Bible, and I don't think there's any coincidence, it was that moment. It was when he heard the Word of God straight from God's page to his ears, he just lit up. He said, there's something about this. And when Jacqueline finished reading through the chapter that she was sharing that day, she said, this reading comes to you from the Word of God, the Bible. Brighton went down to the radio station and he said, I have to have one of these Bibles. How do I get one? And our staff member on the left, Johanna, went to the store and he found a place he could purchase a Bible and he gave that to Brighton. And now that young man, for the first time, has access to the Word of God and he's hearing the whole story as he's able to read it right off the pages of Scripture. I mentioned the French language channel, Vie Nouvelle Afrique. There's a couple of people who are making that happen. The gentleman in the white shirt, kind of in the middle, is Benjamin Hole. He is a very, very well-educated gentleman. He is a very solid Bible teacher, and he does our afternoon program. Next to him on the right is Isabel Kenny. She lives in Cameroon, and she's the morning announcer. You can see she's kind of a joyful, upbeat, happy person. She's perfect for the morning time slot as she's on the air playing music and sharing scripture and inviting people to come to Christ. And I love the fact that we've got a woman like Isabel who's just filled with joy on the air in the morning, because one of the places that we have the most affiliates for the French language channel is a place called the DR Congo. You may have heard when you're in grade school, you hear of Congo Kinshasa, and Congo's all divided up now. It's in two major countries, but the Democratic Republic of the Congo is one of the areas where we have the most stations carrying the French channel. And 2 weeks ago, a group of 10 more stations affiliated with Vie Nouvelle Afrique to carry the programming and broadcast Christian content. And the DR Congo is probably one of the darkest places on the earth spiritually. The quality of life, it's a very dangerous country to be in. None of us could ever go into that country safely. It is a very, very bad place. There is spiritual darkness like you just wouldn't imagine. And I don't know how these Christian stations are surviving, but I'm very thankful that we can be providing them content. And again, it's all because it's satellite technology. In the lower corner, you see a couple of the installers. They were installing a station. I think that one is actually in Sierra Leone, that dish was installed. But with that simple small satellite dish and an inexpensive receiver that YNOP provides, they're able to have access to that content. Go ahead and click to the next one. As we looked at the issue of content again, we still kept saying, well, even now for our networks, we found everything we can find, but there's still not enough. And there are some good ministries doing translation work, but we said, there's still not enough. And so we prayed about it, and talk about feeling out of our element. In January a year ago, we opened the New Life Africa Translation Center in Nairobi, Kenya. The woman pictured is the person who's kind of our main one there. She's a very, very gifted broadcaster and translator. Her name is, I don't know, her parents saddled her with this. Her name is Koki Nyoki. And Koki Ann Nyoki. Before she came to work for us, she had been involved with a team that translated the entire Bible into Kenyan Swahili. Koki also had translated another 30-minute daily program. So she came to us with quite a lot of experience. And so we have an American ministry called Guidelines International that provides us scripts that are good, solid teaching scripts. It's a short-form daily program. And Cokie contextualizes it from America first world thinking to third world. And after she's made it, you know, relevant to that culture, then she translates it into Kenyan Swahili. And then she goes into the studio in Nairobi where that picture was taken, and she translates the program. The last week of December, we were astounded and thrilled and just really excited that the first year of our first program was completed. An entire year's broadcast of a program called Reset that we translate into Swahili, and that was our first project. And we were amazed. We're airing that on our network, and then it's also on other radio stations across Africa that are carrying that. And the thing I love about translation is you take this Bible teaching and you translate it and record it, and it's there for years and years and years and years to come. And you never know who's going to hear it. Those programs will be available online and on radio stations. And once you've done that, and you know, our cost in translating one program is $45 US. But once it's recorded, it's there for the long haul, and it can be distributed in so many different ways. So again, this is an extension of what this church has done through its mission board in providing. And another side to that, for Cokie and for all the other staff that you've seen, you can't imagine what it means to them to actually have a steady paycheck. We get thank you notes almost every payday from the majority of the staff. And they'll have things like, I was able to put my son in school this year because I have steady income. And so it's not just the ministry that's being done, but there's ministry from us to our staff as well, because they've never had that chance of to be in ministry and yet to still have income. So it's a massive blessing to them. This is the last and latest project that we just began in September, the end of September last year, the YNOP Ambassador Audio Bible. And this was something we did not have on the radar. 6 months ago, we didn't even know this was going to be coming up. But in September, it was like I got through a switch and laid everything out. And he pointed out to us that there's places where there's no chance to have a Christian radio station, where they can't like go online to listen because they don't have that technology in some of these rural areas. Places like the border area between the northern border of Tanzania and the southern border of Kenya in East Africa. There's a group called the Maasai. There's over 2 million of them, and they are literally a Stone Age culture. Most of them don't have education of any kind. The boys learn how to deal with animals and raise crops. The women learn how to sew and cook and take care of household things, and they just don't believe education is important or necessary. And so most of them, about 67%, aren't even able to read as a result. They wouldn't have anything to read. There's hardly anything in the Maasai language that you could give to them. Fortunately, the scriptures have been translated into Maasai and recorded in audio form because so few can read. As we thought about people like the Maasai, you can't put a radio station in for them because they're not going to be able to hear it. And even if you would, there's not content in Maasai unless you just want to play the audio Bible recordings over and over. So we said, how do we get the gospel to their hands? Because there are missionaries working among the Maasai. The gospel is being shared, but they can't learn any more than what a missionary or a pastor who can come and stay with them for a while can teach. So we said, what if we could get solar-powered MP3 players, and we could make licensing arrangements with those who have translated Bible content into Maasai, get it all put together, and then send them over, and working with a local partner, distribute them to the people. And so I have just one of these, but we have, this is the size of them. There's a solar panel on the back. They should last at least about 15 years. We're having these custom built. And one of the things we needed, there's all kinds of MP3 players that you just about need a computer science degree to figure out how to operate. But we had to come up with something really super easy with just a couple buttons so they can literally take it and just start punching buttons and messing around with it to figure it out. Because we can't send an instruction sheet with it because they couldn't read the instruction sheets. So we had these made, and the first 1,000 of them will be going to the Maasai in about the late March, early April this year. We believe that this is just the tip of the iceberg, because there's so many. The minute that we announced that we were doing this for the Maasai people, we immediately had requests from a couple ministries that are working in Ethiopia. And they said, we need stuff in the Amharic language. So we're working to license Amharic content and get that available to them. Go ahead, Matt. There's three things on that screen. In the upper left is the verse you all know, the Great Commission. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Below it, in the white letters, is my favorite quote from our staff member, Johanna Dianiz. We had him on the air on YNOP on an interview a couple of years ago when he was first hired to work for the Africa Network. And Johanna quoted the Great Commission. And then he paused and just very matter of fact, he said, this instruction is for us. Like, we should all know this. And we should do something about it. And he said, this instruction is for us. And that became my favorite quote, I think, of the year. On the right, the third thing is the logos that represent the different ministries that are coming out of Havre, Montana, the building on First Street in Havre that has been KXCI's home for the last 40 years. YNOP, the three radio stations we sponsor, the two satellite networks, and now the Ambassador Project. Those are just representative symbols. And think of that. We have a commission from the Lord to carry his gospel forward around the world to every creature. We have the nice reminder from Johanna, this instruction is for us. And then we have the symbols of several tools that God has placed in our hands to use right now that are equipped to reach a huge number of people with really a modest amount of resources. And the last thing that's needed is on the final slide. And that is what God has graciously put together for this past 3+ decades. And that is the partnership between this church and your network of praise. Because we could have all the great ideas in the world, we could have a calling from the Lord, but if there weren't funds to pay the costs of doing all that, every one of these units, they estimate will reach a few dozen lives. Because when someone gets one of these, they'll share it with their own family, they'll share it with their neighbors, because it's so new and revolutionary. I mean, the fact that they have a cool technological thing will make them kind of the people will want to come and see it. And those who have come to Christ will want to share what's on it and teach what they've learned to their neighbors. Every one of these will impact a ton of lives. The cost, the hardware, we're paying about $10.50 for it. The licensing fee it varies, but for these particular ones, for the Maasai people, the licensing of the content costs us just under $1 per unit. And then we have shipping costs. You add it all together and you put the numbers all together, and it's about $15 to get one of these into the hands of a person on the other side of the globe. And with it, they now have the entire Word of God in their hands in audio form so they can actually understand it. And you've been making that possible as you've been providing for the needs of YNOP over these years. Everything from the first station in Havre up to what God is doing today. And in the closing, I just want to share a couple of verses with you, and then if anyone has some questions, we'll be glad to answer a few questions. But, you know, George mentioned in the prayer time the killings in Los Angeles last night. My cell phone pinged early this morning with a notification from some news channel that there was a big riot in Los Angeles, or in Atlanta last night. Then we hear the president's house just got raided, and they spent 15 hours at the president's house over the weekend looking for more documents, and they found a whole bunch more, I guess. There's all this turmoil that's going on around us on a national and international basis. And then add to that just the struggles each one of us has as individuals, which could be anything from health to financial to, you know, some problem at work or family or whatever. We all have our own challenges. And it's tough to keep our focus where it should be someday. And this year, YNOP's theme is going to be Brighter Days, based on a song in which the kind of the key line of the song is, I know there's going to be brighter days. And we want our listeners to be reminded, but it's not just a positive thinking thing. We want to root that in Scripture. And that's pretty easy to do. The brighter days may not be on this earth, or maybe they will be. I don't know. I don't know where the country's heading. But I wanted to share just a couple scriptures that we all need to keep in mind that can help us go forward even while we're surrounded by all the turmoil and the unrest and the individual problems that we have. Because, you know, God never said we would have trouble-free lives, certainly not. Jesus said, in this life you will have troubles, but then he said, but do not fear, I have overcome the world. And so the key is to be with God. The key is to rely on God's truths and his promises, and that if we do that, we will have a much better chance that we're going to get through each day with the hope and the joy and the peace that God wants us to have in spite of the challenges. And I just wanted to share a few scriptures. This is just a really fast overview of a couple things that I know I'm going to be trying to remember each day this year. The first is Psalm 103, that famous section of scripture where the psalmist just writes so beautifully. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing, just a couple lines. He says, praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Then he repeats it, praise the Lord, my soul. And this is a key line. And forget not all his benefits. Don't forget. When you've got God in your life, that is the key to a whole bunch of things. He says he forgives us our sins. He redeems our lives from the pit. He crowns us with love and compassion. He satisfies our desires with good things. And then this line I just love. When you're thinking of all the things that would wear us out spiritually or wear us out emotionally, he says he renews our youth like the eagles. I kind of got a kick of seeing the little child running around in the row there. At my age, you don't have very many little children around. And all my friends are old. And but to see the life and vitality, not a care in the world. You know, I think God would have us be more like that, more than like what I am on a typical day. He says the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and another key, abounding in love for us. He didn't say abounding in love for us if. He said abounding in love for us. And then he reminds us, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is the love of God for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Now if that isn't enough to get you encouraged, read it again. Then we have the next thing. Well, Jesus said, in this life we will have troubles. That's an ugly truth. Thanks for sharing that, Jesus. That really helps. But it's the truth. But God doesn't say, well, so, yeah, sorry. God says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you can obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. And I think he was very deliberate in the wording. He said, come boldly, have confidence. Not confidence in anything about who we are, but confidence that when we go to God, we're going to God. And then he says to the throne of grace. He didn't say come to God's throne. He said the throne of grace. And I think that's really significant because what is grace? It's that favor that we receive that we didn't deserve or earn or somehow are entitled to. It's not a merit-based thing because of who we are. Grace is given to us because of who God is. And so when God himself says to us, you have a problem? Here's what you do. Come with confidence to the place that I promised I will be to meet you, where you can obtain mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. It doesn't mean you'll get immediate relief of the problem. That may not be coming anytime soon even, but it means that God will not get into that problem with you. And that's the key. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, another very well-known scripture. God says to us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, that fervent prayer, with thanksgiving. Again, thanksgiving because we know who we're talking to when we pray. Let your requests be made known to God. He says, don't be worried about things. Don't be anxious, full of concern and anxiety when you've got a problem. But instead, in every situation, with prayer and a fervency in your prayers, bring it to God and be thankful knowing who you're talking to and who you're casting your cares out to. And let your requests be made known to God. Tell him what is burdening you. And then he says, not, well, then God will take care of it. Everything's solved. He doesn't promise that, but then he says, then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and guard your minds through Christ Jesus. When is it that we tend to make the mistakes that we wish we hadn't made later on? It's when we're under pressure, when we're worried, when we're fearful. And I know all about this from personal experience. because I didn't have the Word of God in my heart when I was a younger man, and I made a lot of dumb mistakes in my life. And it wasn't until I started studying Scripture when I was about 26 years old that began to change. But we have these promises from God of His abounding in love nature towards us. We have the promises that when we have problems, we're invited to take them straight to Him, to be at peace as we give them to Him, and we rely on Him to get involved in it. Even if an immediate solution is not at hand, the peace and the joy and the hope that He would have us live with daily can be ours very, very immediately. And then there's that ultimate destiny. There will be a time for each one of us in this room that we step out of this life and into His presence. And Revelation 21 gives us just a little preview of what we're going to be stepping into. God Himself will be with them, and He will be our God, face to face in person. God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There won't be any more death. There won't be any more sorrow. There won't be any more pain. All the former things will have passed away at that moment that we step into His presence. This isn't some cheerful thing that you find in some positive thinking book. This is the Word of God. We can rely on it. We know it's true. We know it's going to happen. And so we have this date here, January 22nd, 2023, and we have this date. It's a question mark when each one of us is going to step into His presence. And then there's this timeline between today and that day we go to meet Him. During that time, He wants us to keep these scriptures in mind so that we're reminded, no matter what's happening around us, no matter what's going on in Washington, D.C., or what rioting is taking place, or what personal problems we're facing, that He loves us beyond what we could understand. He has given us access to His throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. And He wants to have us not be anxious, but to be at peace, to have that joy and the peace and the hope that can't come just by trying hard or thinking positive, but it comes when you're walking with God, when you are in a relationship with Him, and you've been faithful to get with Him in prayer and to focus on Him, not on what's going on around us. It's hard to do. And I was thinking in these verses because last Monday, we received a call from some friends from our church, and a very dear couple in that church has someone in their extended family who had lost hope and who decided the best option was to end his life. 47-year-old man, wife, kids, a lot of people who loved him. But he lost that hope. It's easy to lose hope right now. You don't have to try. But we don't need to lose hope, because if we just keep that focus on God, we can look at all that He has promised us in this life and that future that He has paid for already for us when we go to be with Him. And if we can keep our thoughts on that, it will be hard to lose hope. Harder to lose hope anyway. So thank you for helping us share the Word of God in various forms and ways with people we'll never meet, speaking languages we'll never speak, people across Montana, across this community, that your partnership with YNOP is enabling us to speak the Word of God to on a daily basis, 24 hours a day. I look forward one day in heaven when we all have more time to sit down and talk, to rejoice with each one of you in what God has done through our partnership. And I thank you for that. And Matt, do you have the audio? We're done.
Ready to go.
All right, thank you. Again, this gentleman, you'll see some enthusiasm in his voice, and that's very real. Joseph Kebbi, our Africa director.
Good day. My name is Joseph Kebbi, the director of New Life Africa Satellite Network. This is an initiative of YNOP to see that every boy, every girl, every man, every woman hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ on the continent of Africa. We broadcast in English, French, and of course, Swahili. I just want to take this time to thank the leadership and members of God Bank Community Bible Church for the enormous support that you have been to this ministry. Your support is helping us to take the gospel of Christ in communities like Zanzibar, a community of over 90% where the people there are not believers of Christ. But because of your generosity, we are able to broadcast a specialized program on this island where we are on a Muslim-owned radio station. And may God continue to bless you for all the tremendous work that you are doing to help send us as we broadcast the gospel of Christ in communities like Zanzibar. God bless you.
Thank you very much, New Life Africa Satellite Network. Welcome to Zanzibar.
Good
day.
I just want to give a 30-second follow-up. The video is from Zanzibar, an island off the east coast of Africa. It has 1.2 million people. As Joseph mentioned, we do a special program on New Life Africa Satellite Network for the people of Zanzibar. 98% Muslim population in Zanzibar. Churches oftentimes become piles of burned rubble in Zanzibar. And we talked to every single radio station on the island, and they all hung up on us, except one called Coconut FM. The people you saw at the end who said the thank you, that was the part of the on-air staff at Coconut FM. We pay them to air 1 hour on Sunday evening from 5 till 6. That one area, we have more correspondence from listeners than all the rest of the continent put together. Because with 98% Muslim teaching on the island, when they hear the gospel, it's like a light switch goes on. They say, what? They send in Bible questions. They call in. They ask for clarification of things they've heard on the program. And finally, 2 weeks ago, one of our staff, Jacqueline, went to the island, and Coconut FM agreed, instead of airing the regular program from the satellite, they agreed to let her go on the air live in their studio on their Muslim-owned radio station, and they let her spend the entire hour playing music and answering Bible questions from callers. And each caller, we gave a free t-shirt to. And so it was a big event for them. God is at work. If the Muslims are allowing us to broadcast the gospel on their radio station, we know God's at work. Let's close in prayer. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus. Thank you that we can be together in your house today, that we have the freedom to gather and assemble without fear, and that we have the hope that is found in you. Help us to live in that, to recognize all we have in you, so that we can be people of joy as we represent you to the community around us. And Lord, also, we just pray for those who have not yet found you. We pray that in the days ahead they will, through the efforts of the church, through this church, through its members, through the radio ministry, and through any avenue that you would give to us to present the gospel. We thank you for it, and we thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. If you do have any questions, I'll be around right here after the service and look forward to answering.